Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, we are once again joining a special guest interviewer, Raccoon Valley Radio's Sean Kenny, as he sits down and talks with the outgoing owner of Osmundson Manufacturing in Perry, Doug Bruce. This is part two of a two-part interview. Every time brings new challenges, and as we move into 2019 and beyond with Osmundson, what would you say are some of the biggest challenges that await Heather?
Probably diversification. We've got a great manufacturing facility, and she needs to diversify in larger, heavier parts, more parts that we're going to machine, more industries that she's looking to get into that still use steel parts, wear parts. Whether you engage the ground in forestry or mining or oil reclamation type situations, it still is turning the soil, it still wears out. And that's what we specialize in.
Doug Bruce is our guest chairman at Osmundson Manufacturing in Perry here on our Let's Talk segment. Doug, this might be a difficult question just because of the years of service, but when you look back and when January 31st arrives, what are you going to be most proud of as your time as chairman of Osmundson?
The friendship with all the employees, the guys that I've known. I race stock cars with some of them. Go to the state fairs with them, run into them in rodeos and different places. It's the people. It's the people. It's customers are wonderful, but the people you work with day in and day out, you spend half your waking hours with the people in the factory, so it's like a greater family, and I've had a blast being with all of them.
You bring up a good point. This is a company that is diversified. You are an international company. Yet when you show up on the work site here at Osmundson, you really get that sense of family. And apparently that has been a priority for you and your management team through the years for every single worker that's part of this family.
Everybody chooses the job they want to do and how they fit. And so no matter what job it is, everybody's important to make the whole team work. It's teamwork, whether it's sports, work, church, disaster relief. Everybody has to have a team, and we do. So everybody has a place. They fit well. We have fun. We kid each other. But at the end of the day, everybody has to support their family. Everybody works hard and wants to be successful.
Doug, as we look toward, you know, your final months here and moving forward with Heather taking over, talk about your relationship with the city of Perry and how the city has benefited from you obviously being successful, and then how has it been like to work with the city as a partner in your growth?
It's always fun to be in a small town. We used to be downtown on the railroad. We moved out here. Of course, everybody knows we lost the track for 17 miles, so we quit having rail service. So we went into trucking service for our incoming and outgoing steel products. The city's always produced a lot of fine people. It's a great place for employees that we've hired from outside of Perry to come to live. School system is nice. Sports, of course, is a key part that always attracts young people. We've got great facilities, a pool. We've got a nice golf course. It's still small town America. We're close enough to Des Moines that you can drive there pretty easily, but the city helps attract people. We hope we stop people from going past Perry to Des Moines, hopefully people from west of us, so we get people from Jefferson and Panora and those places that come here to work also. So it's good for Perry. It's good for us. It's a nice relationship. Perry offers the right things to keep good employees here.
So, Doug, in closing here today, a bit on the lighter side, what does a retired Doug Bruce lifestyle look like? I know you have a new addition in the family. Is babysitting two new additions? So I'm kind of laughing with Heather here. Is Granddad going to be a babysitter for some stretches of time now?
He's not traveling.
Yes. We had two grandbabies 6 days apart this year. So it's wonderful. I'm enjoying being a grandfather. It's number five and number six. Everybody asked me what I was going to do, and I said my first goal I'd like to, for the first 2 years, is be out of the country every month somewhere traveling with my wife. because for years I traveled all over the world without her, so I've got some time to make up, but we're going to do it probably a little more leisurely than I did and probably stay in a little better places than I did. So that's my goal. And in between family, grandkids, hanging out, seeing friends, my wife's pushing me to drive around seeing my buddies that they've retired ahead of me, that we need to reconnect and do fun things.
Well, Doug, I know on behalf of the community of Perry, we thank you for all the years. We look forward to having Heather now keep the tradition here at Osmundson moving forward, and enjoy the retirement. You and Mary, enjoy it. Enjoy all those fancy hotels across the way.
Thank you very much. We're going to enjoy that, and I know Mary will smile when he hears this on the radio.
She's always smiling, though, isn't
always
she?
Smiling.
Doug, thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming out.
This has been Let's Talk Dallas County with Doug Bruce, chairman of Osmundson Manufacturing in Perry.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Doug Bruce. This has been part two of a two-part interview. You can find this program and part one at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. A special thank you once again to Sean Kinney for sitting down and talking with Doug. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.